Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
She's not inviting her mom over for dinner anymore. Because
Never.
Of something that her mom did.
What could you do at Thanksgiving?
Oh, she's mad.
To
she's
lose
mad.
An invitation.
A lot of things. I can think of so many topics that you could bring up.
Well, she's
made fun. You know, I'll go for a guess. Is made fun of the baby name. Like she had announced that I'm pregnant and we're going to name the child Lancelot.
No. I will say this one thing. The daughter is a vegan.
Then she brought meat over. Yeah. I was going to say it was something about saying her daughter can't cook as well as she can
okay.
and judged every meal.
Antoine, do you think it's correct? Do you think that's what it is?
Well, she woke up to her mom cooking bacon in her kitchen. And now she's mad. She took it to Facebook, of course, social media. I can't believe my mom would disrespect me by cooking bacon in my kitchen.
Okay.
Her mom was over to stay the night. And she says because she's vegan and she doesn't believe in having, you know, any kind of animal products, all that stuff in her home, that her mom violated her
code of veganism.
Yes, by cooking
There's
bacon.
Something to be said about that.
Well, what's the rule if mom, she has her own food?
Don't you bring groceries over to my house?
If she's staying, that's her daughter.
But
she feels like it's okay.
If she doesn't want to eat,
you go out to eat then.
Kale furkey.
She can't even cook for herself?
No.
Now,
she can't.
I do believe a vegan would argue that, you know, they don't want, you know, let's say you have someone who comes over your house and they're a vegetarian. You can't just use the same spatula.
Exactly.
For their, you know, bean thing and a regular burger. So if mom used her pan.
Yes.
So she did.
Yes.
And she put the bacon in it. I don't think you can do that.
I'm agreeing with the vegan.
You are.
I'm agreeing with the vegan.
Oh my God, I'm agreeing with the vegan.
But yeah, mom overstepped. Mom overstepped.
Gosh.
Right.
This is
you
a first.
Bring groceries and cook with my stuff. No.
It's her house. It's her rules.
But it's her daughter, so she feels like it's okay. That's
I
my child.
I understand, but you know what? I guarantee you that mama used at least 1 million times in her life, my house, my rules, and then
100%
goes into someone else's house.
100% of the time.
And tried to use her. She said, well, I'm not
Look
a vegan, so I'm going to do this.
Wow.
Oh, my God. And so close to Thanksgiving, I'm going to agree with a vegan?
I have friends that are vegan, but I never thought I would agree with them.
I don't even have friends that are vegan because I didn't think I could be around them.
You're about to have some.
Oh, my God.
Huh.
I gotta
this is
go.
Wild.
I got to leave. I don't know. What's going on?
I'm feeling bad for the vegan. I'm like, you got to throw
How
out the
How dare you,
skillet,
Mom? You're fussing at her mother.
She's a terrible mother.
Oh!
She needs to be. Never mind.
I agree. I don't know what's going on.
Wow.
Oh, my God. You know what's going to happen next? Monica's going to have a helpful thing hack.
No, this can't happen.
Oh,
all right.
Yes.
If that happens, I'm going to the basement. I'm closing the door because the zombie apocalypse is coming. I'm getting guns. I'm getting canned goods because this is all
gonna
going
to
be haywire. What is going on? We all need to find out because we could all be in danger, girl. We have to figure that out. Thang hacks are on the way.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Thang Hacks on K92.
I don't know if I can even handle what's going to happen in the Thang Hacks. After agreeing with vegans earlier.
I know.
You said there's a chance that her Thang Hack may be helpful.
Yeah. If Monica's Thang Hack is helpful, then I think the zombie apocalypse can't be too far off.
Yeah.
Something
gonna help you.
Will be going down. So, well, wait, what is yours about?
I'll actually let y'all pick. So this is something that could help. I have one that could help the kids. Or one that could go to for your parties, holiday parties, that'll help you.
All right, go do the kids because I don't have any of those.
But what about the children? I might need to hear both of them. I don't know. All right, so here we are, day after Thanksgiving. You've got your leftovers. I have a hack related to your Thanksgiving leftovers.
Okay.
And then Antoine has the thing that you hate the most the day after Thanksgiving.
It's going to help you exercise.
Exercise. Boo. All right, Antoine, we'll exercise. What is it?
So Thanksgiving, the holidays,
yeah.
That's a time where we're eating more
mm-hmm.
and we're exercising less because we're so busy.
We're busy. We're going to parties. We're overindulging.
Yeah. And we say we want to exercise. Like, but we need that kick in the butt. We need to.
I should be clear that I never say I want to exercise.
We need to exercise.
Need is different. Yes.
Yes.
Wants
yes.
and needs. It's like with children. You say, look,
you
there's wants and there's needs.
Mm-hmm.
So I have an app. That's going to help us exercise.
Okay,
fine. The app is called, and I know as soon as I say the name of the app, Monica's going to disagree, but just give me a chance.
Okay.
The app is called the Couch to 5K app.
Okay, I've heard about it. Yes.
So this is an app that's going to help you get out there and, in essence, train for a 5K. You don't have to run a 5K, but it's a motivational app that will break down the steps of learning how to run.
To get you started.
To get out there. So it's, and it breaks it into segments. So you may go out and say, walk for 5 minutes and then run for 2 minutes. Slow jog for 3 minutes. Walk for two. And it just breaks it up.
It gets you conditioned.
Yes. And
it
then
takes you to that 5K.
It increases and it gets harder and harder until you're running a 5K. But it doesn't advance you, so it moves along with your pace.
Gotcha. And on the bright side, you start on your couch, so you can just delete this app, and you're already where you need to be.
Don't delete the app.
Right there
we need
on
to
the
exercise.
Couch. Here's a wacky thing you can do with your Thanksgiving leftovers if you know, you're already thinking, all right, I got to do something different. And I actually think it's a great way to trick your kids into eating food. Mm. So if you have a picky eater, and you can't get them to eat anything other than chicken nuggets, and you're like, man, this Thanksgiving dinner is good, I present to you Thanksgiving leftover cake, everybody.
Oh.
Here it is. I am showing it to you right now.
Leftover cake.
I need to hear more because I am not on board right now.
Okay. Is that mashed potatoes wrapped around?
Yes. So and kids love cake, right? So you get yourself some sort of ring mold or a ramekin dish, whatever that is, and you do this in layers. So the bottom layer, a little bit of mashed potato. Then you do the stuffing in the turkey. Then you do another layer of the mashed potato. And then you have yourself, you do the, like it's frosting around the sides. And then you can put some sweet potatoes on top, bake it in the oven. Thanksgiving cake. Thanksgiving cake.
It looks pretty.
No, it does not. No.
What's wrong with it?
But when I think about mold, I think about too many hands just massaging the food. I'm thinking about
cake frosting on my turkey.
But it's not frosting. It's mashed potatoes.
And what do we always talk about? 7-layer dip and layers of stuff.
And the different textures and no, put that.
So
that
how
one.
Was this all okay yesterday when it was on your plate, but now I've put it into a little cupcake looking thing that you can actually trick a kid into eating, and you say no.
No, it needs to be separated.
All right.
No.
Well, first of all, Antoine, your thang hack was stupid.
No.
Monica, next up, I bet yours are dumb too.
Wow.
I want to hear both of them because I'm going to cut them both down.
Oh.
That's right.
My thang hack will allow you to be able to run away from Zach.
Go back to the couch.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Run away from that cake.
Yeah, get out of here with
that cake.
Now we're getting down to the essence of what it means to be Thanksgiving. Fighting! Monica's thang hacks are next. And so help me God, if they are good, I quit. I am done.
One.
I quit. They're next.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Thang Hacks on K92.
Oh, yeah. Helping a couple people today.
You know, there are certain expectations that are to be delivered in life.
Yes.
I expect your thang hacks to be bad.
Yes.
So they better not be good.
No, they're going to be great.
And
there's she told
no
us
way
we had
good.
To.
I
know.
What?
I hope. Oh, please. I hope not.
You know what?
Just remember, I didn't like yours either, Antoine.
No.
Make fun of mine.
Look, it's your potato cake. Woo.
I know. I want two of them to throw them both in the trash.
Monica says we have to pick between her two thang hacks. I say absolutely not. You have to do both of them.
Okay. All right, then. All right, because it's party season. People are ready. Festivities. Woo. Okay. So this one first for the kids. Okay, because at a party, kids are always saying what? I'm thirsty. Can you refill my drink? I'm like, oh, gosh, stop drinking your juice. Eat your food first, you know?
Your kids sound like cartoon crows.
He's angry.
I'm thirsty. Where's my drink?
I'm thirsty. And then when one kid's thirsty, all of them are thirsty.
Okay, well,
they chug their drink because they know that the juice is coming back out.
Uh-huh. Well, this right here, so kids can take care of themselves while the adults are, trying to get everything together and having their adult juice.
Sure.
You take one of those bags of wine. You know how I had the box of wine? The box of wine?
Mm-hmm.
Well, take the wine out
and
take a Ziploc bag full of juice and just stick that right there in the wine box. Of course, label it juice so the kids know and they can just go ahead and walk up to the little spigot or whatever.
But the kids are also walking up to the wine spigot.
Yes. But you can, just put juice.
Do you
just
think
write
that,
juice on it. Take construction paper.
I'm stopping you here. I normally let you finish. Monica, you have two children.
Uh-huh.
You've been around kids.
Yes.
How often do kids actually read stuff before they open it?
Well, this one is just out there for the kids. It says juice.
Okay.
All right.
You keep saying the word juice like it matters.
I am very relieved that that's as terrible as I needed it to be because that is not helpful
at all.
That's
one. That's one for you.
All right.
Okay. This one is for guests at your home that you no longer want in your home.
Okay.
But you don't want to be rude because it's Christmas season and all that stuff.
But you want them to leave.
Yes.
Is this someone, are they staying at your house? Or is it just they're
it's
at a party?
It's a party.
Party's over.
And they're being no fun now or they had too many and they just need to chill out.
So you give them a box marked juice.
What kind?
And you hand it to them.
Okay, because this is what you're doing for them. All right, so you're already going to have holiday decor out around your house probably.
Sure. Yes.
So your back door, all you need is half a table.
Half a table.
You already have the door decked out with Christmas lights and everything else. Well, you take half a table and you just glue it to your back door. Or just take a random door if you want to. Okay. Another side door, one that you're not really using.
I have no idea where this is going.
And you have a lawn chair.
So with those Christmas lights glowing and it looks so, you know, it's Christmassy and everything and fun, you take that guest and you put them outside. So they have a table, they have the Christmas lights, and they can look inside and see everyone partying, and they're kind of in a timeout.
So she just made grown-up timeout.
Yeah, so if they're drinking too much and they're being out of hand, you need to take a breather. Take a breather, Sean. Whoever.
But what she's saying is, because, you know, this is a perfect thing hack because you're afraid you don't want to be rude and tell them it's time to go, but you want to be rude enough to tell them to go sit outside.
But they can take their apps and their beer and just chill out for a minute at a table and just look in at how everyone's so happy and smiling while they're outside for a reason.
All right.
Yes. Yes.
So I don't know if it's because the first Monica thing hack was so terrible.
Terrible.
Then I am now graded on a curve.
Okay.
But I don't hate this grown-up time. I'm thinking at these, you know, gatherings, people are getting drunk. Like, that could be the sober table.
Uh-huh.
That could be the angry table.
But who's like going to listen to any? Go sit at the sober table. Sit at the angry table.
But if you build it, maybe they'll sit
They
at
will
it.
Come.
I do. So when you're saying you're grading on a curve, please tell me it's an F plus. Is that what this is? I am just happy that my faith in humanity has been restored. The zombie apocalypse is not happening because those were both terrible. So thank you, Monica, for delivering on expectations. Merry Christmas all.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
Why do old people live so long?
What's the secret?
Well, yeah, and you know what? This is an interesting thing they look at because it is. Every time you see some wicked old person on television, they say, "What's your secret?" Mm-hmm. And one will say, "I have had a bottle of Jack Daniels every day of my life."
Yeah.
Someone else will say, "I haven't had a sip of alcohol any day of my life." Some of them smoke, some of them never smoke. So you never feel like you're getting a good answer.
I've never heard by eating healthy, by cutting out fast, but they never said that.
Yeah.
That's a long life.
Well, because none of it matters. Based on this study, so they studied 110-year-olds. Man, that is one where you cannot slack any day of work. Like you can't just call in because you didn't feel like it and you wanted to go kayaking because your people could die any day. They could. And then you're like, great, Jean's gone. And I needed one more thing answered by her. I got to start all over. So they studied people that were over 100, 110 years old. And really, it comes down to, and this is what I say all the time, God has decided either you stay in or you ain't. So whether you eat and drink and smoke your whole life or you run 10 miles and you eat nothing but kale, it all comes down to your immune system. And they say people who live to be 110 have super immune systems. They very rarely get sick in their entire lives. Just scary for me because I've been on antibiotics 3 times in the last month.
Should
I'm going to die, y'all. Super immune systems. They have an excess of this... these T cells, these particular white blood cells that are in your immune system. Mm-hmm. They just have tons of them. Now, I guess you could look at it and say, all right, well, if that's the case, shoot me up with these
T cells.
Yeah, more T cells, baby. Forget CBD. I don't want that. Or HGH. Give me the T cells,
yo.
I want the T cells.
Number two.
Would you want to live this way? This is a housing trend that's not necessarily affecting this area because we don't have as ridiculous the rent or the lack of space that they do in some of these big cities where, I mean, rent is getting downright ridiculous in places like San Francisco and LA. And I get it. It's a city. But people got to eat. Yeah. I always wonder that, too, of like, where do people live who in New York City, they work at Chipotle. Like, where do you live?
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't pay a lot of money. I'm not saying it's a bad job, but it is not investment banker. So they just charge tons of money. So this is it's a growing trend. It was originally popular in Japan back in the day, and it's sort of modeled after a lot of the hotels they have there. Capsule living. You are living in a capsule. It's basically your bed that you climb into that's in like almost a pod. You know, in a futuristic movie where they go to space and everybody has to go sleep in their little sleeping compartment. That's where you live. And by the way, I'm showing Antoine and Monica a picture. This is in LA. So how much is this a month? Because this is cheap.
$2,000
a month. I'm going $1,100.
That's $800. So it actually is cheaper. But I mean, even $800 to live on a mattress. I mean, that's really what it is. Though part of me thinks it's got to kind of be a freeing way to live. You don't really have a lot of stuff.
You can just up and move. Just pull your pod whenever you want to move.
And you never have to like make up any excuse to get out of bed because it's the only place in your house.
Yeah, so
it's
the only place. It's in LA, so if there's like an earthquake, you just roll.
Right, you're just there. You're rolling around. That's all you're doing.
You just slide.
Number one.
Our cell phones are destroying the weather. All right, this sounds like cuckoo talk right here.
Destroying the weather.
Yeah, but I read it on National Geographic, which is a site for smart people. Mm-hmm. It actually hurt my head when I got halfway through the article. But the next round of cell phones could dramatically impact our accuracy in weather forecasts. And you think, well, how do they make it? I don't really understand. It has to do with the fact that we're all moving over to 5G.
Yes.
And it's all about a bandwidth thing. And I didn't realize this, but weather forecasts, a lot of what they do to get them really more accurate now than they've ever been is there's water vapor, and the water vapor absorbs into this microwave frequency band. Uh-huh. Okay, and that, so they measure those frequencies and they can see how they're moving and where they're going. Like I said, it started to hurt my head when I read this article. And that's right, I did just say read it, and I don't
You did say.
Yeah. 'Cause if I'm reading something on National Geographic, I read it, that article. That's all it is. And 5G is going to be very close to that band, and they think it's going to spill over and cause interference. I don't know if you ever had that where sometimes you have old wireless stuff and it used to work awesome.
Yeah.
And now it sucks because your neighbor's stuff is getting in the way, or you just, it's just not reliable anymore. It's because the bandwidth is getting eaten up more and more and more by all these different things. So they're saying it could set weather forecasting back 40 years because that was the most dramatic change that they've had. So it's really going to be look out the window. Is there a hurricane?
Maybe.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's
we'll
it.
See. But yeah, so our cell phones are going to ruin the weather. Next up, it is a huge week for high school football and an even huger week for Miss Monica's high school football picks because we're throwing in a little twist. Tech and UVA take each other on, as well as Antoine and his brother. Tech and UVA alums. We get into it all next here on the K92 Morning Thing.
Touchdown!
Miss Monica's high school football picks are huge this week, and we have a special little twist that, Monica, I think you're going to enjoy.
A twist?
Yes, because it involves Antoine, and we're going to do, so there's four regional semifinal high school football games that we're going to feature this week.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to look at the big rivalry game for today, Virginia Tech, UVA.
Oh.
And there is a twist that involves Antoine that I will explain. But we should just bring everybody in on this. Miss Monica has had an amazing season predicting high school football games.
Yeah.
It's a baffling season.
It makes no sense.
She has had one losing week the entire time we've done this. And she knows as little today as the day she started this.
Exactly. That is a fact.
Maybe
littler.
I know. But there's just something about the numbers and the predicting. And I had a feeling that this is how this was going to happen.
Oh.
Just for some reason.
It's weird.
You're really good at like predicting what's going to happen to people and things, even when you don't really know anything else. And you think, that's ridiculous. She has no idea what she's right. She's right. And she has been right 36 times. She has been wrong 24 times. It has been an amazing season, and it's all coming down to the wire. And like I said, we had that special twist at the end as we get in to the four marquee matchups of the high school football games this week. And just a heads up, if you are at any of these games, there is a special Snapchat filter that you can use if you're taking pictures. Feel free to tag us in anything. Feel free to heckle Monica if you want it. K92 Monica on Snapchat. Okay. Game number one. Monica Brooks. It's Galax. The Maroon Tide taking on George with the Maroons. It's a battle of Maroons rolling on here.
Ooh.
Who will win the color battle?
I'm going Galax.
All right.
It's going to be 34 to 30.
34 to 30. That is
interesting score.
34 is a tough one to get in regular football, but anything is possible.
I don't know.
She doesn't. She really doesn't.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm waiting for the to the week she says, Antoine, 7.2. I'm going to go 7.2 on that one.
Ooh.
Exactly. 34 to 30. Galax over George.
Doesn't mean anything, guys. Play
means
hard.
Everything. Means play absolutely
hard,
everything. You're 36 and 24. I would take those odds all the time. That means something.
Really good.
Does. Appomattox, the Raiders. Taking on Gretna, the Hawks. Ah! I felt obligated to make that sound.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Gretna, Appomattox, Monica Brooks. What say ye?
Mm. It's another toughie. I mean, because these are all great teams.
Another toughie. Like,
yeah. Because you know so much about it. You know they're great.
It's so hard. I've done all the research for months and months. Yeah.
But I think it's going to be Gretna.
Gretna.
Okay.
Oh. And it's
hey, these are the semifinals. Everybody's good that's left.
Yes. Okay. 15 to 11.
15 to 11. Now, that's a score I don't believe I've seen in a football game in a long time.
I don't think I've seen that. Listener friend Gerard is going to love that score. Yeah.
15 to 11. That'll be an interesting one. But Gretna over Appomattox. Okay. Next one. Northside. The Vikings. Mm-hmm. Lord Botetourt. Cavaliers. Who will win?
Lord Botetourt.
Yes. You didn't seem to hesitate on this one.
No, she dove right in.
Yeah, it was a quick
pick. And you have to understand, Monica does this thing where she moves her hand around a piece of paper in some sort of weird psychic cuckoo clock fashion. And a lot of times we'll spend seconds and what feels like an eternity figuring out. This one, you dove right into
27 LB. 27 to 10.
Okay, not even close.
Ooh, okay.
She's got strong vibes.
That's
of
how
the
you
Cavaliers.
Feel about that one, huh?
Will that weigh into the UVA Cavaliers as well when we get down to our final game? We'll find out. We have one more high school game, and then we'll get into the twist and the rivalry and why this is going to be awesome no matter what happens. Uh-oh. I'll explain. Last game, EC Glass, the Hilltoppers. Or as they would say in New England where I grew up, the Hilltoppers. So the Hilltoppers taking on the Salem Spartans, as they would say. Spartans, Hilltoppers. Who will win?
I feel it's going to be, this is going to be so tough, but I'm going with Salem.
Salem.
Wow.
She's picked against Salem so many times this year. They've proven her wrong. Now they have to prove her right.
Okay.
What will that score be, Monica Brooks?
And the score, because it's going to be a tough one to score, I think, but it's going to be 21-18.
I thought she was going to say 2-1 or something like that. 21-18 Salem. So that's Salem over EC Glass. You got LB taking down Northside 27-10. Gretna over Appomattox 15-11. Galax over George Wythe 34-30. But there is one final game. What are they called? Is it called the Commonwealth? For the Commonwealth?
The Commonwealth Cup.
The Commonwealth Cup.
Yes.
Oh.
The University of Virginia, the Cavaliers, taking on Virginia Tech, the Hokies. A regional rivalry here no matter what. But there is a special twist that, Monica, I know you're going to love, and I'm going to have you predict this game. Because as you know, the man sitting to your right, Antoine Terrell, is a graduate of Virginia Tech.
Oh, Tech all the way.
He's a Hokie.
Yes, yes.
Hokie.
What's his name?
Michael.
Michael. Terrell, Antoine's older brother. Is a graduate of the University of Virginia, the Cavaliers.
Yes,
he is. This is a battle of brothers. This is family fighting each other here for the holidays.
The bros.
So really, what it comes down to, Monica, when you predict this game, it's not so much who will win on the football field, but who is the favorite son of Antoine and Michael's mama? Is it UVA? Is it Virginia Tech?
There's a room in the house that's all Virginia Tech stuff, all maroon and orange, Hokie birds, blah, blah, blah. And the other room, it's all UVA stuff.
Yeah.
It's boring. It's like a library.
And whoever loses will have to burn their room at the end of this game.
Oh,
Monica.
Gosh.
All right. Monica, will you
love
predict
both teams,
Antoine? Will you predict brother Michael?
Both teams.
And just be honest. Say you don't care about either team.
But
I mean, that's also
both
even.
Both schools awesome.
Come on, Monica.
Okay.
Come on, Monica.
Here we go.
Monica, it's you and me
I
like every
score
day.
I feel like 43-29 or 27.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
For who?
Who is scoring?
Oh, gosh. This is.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It is something right now. I ain't worried about all them high school kids.
It does not mean anything.
We're talking about real life right now.
This does not mean anything in UVA.
This means all of it. I don't know which
is. It does not mean anything but going UVA.
UVA!
I know. It does not mean anything because we're a Hokie. This is Hokie Nation.
This is UVA Nation too, man. Let's not forget. This is everybody.
I know.
40. What'd you say? 40 what?
I'm
no, no.
No, she said 43-29.
43-29. Okay. 43-29. UVA has not won this game in a decade.
They haven't won this game in 15 years. Yeah. Since 2004 is the last time UVA beat Virginia Tech in football.
2004. See, it doesn't mean anything.
I'm going to tell you what.
If it's this year, I tell you.
if UVA wins... They better let this girl over here do the coin toss at their bowl game. I mean, they owe her something.
You said it's been 2004.
This is Bud Foster's last seasonal game as defensive coordinator for Virginia Tech Hokies against our arch rival.
Right.
And I love some Bud.
Let's not forget, I'm sure you do, the most important thing, Antoine, you are not your mama's favorite. Your brother Michael is being predicted here as the favorite.
Monica. It's been since 2004. So that's why I'm telling you.
Monica.
My scores and stuff, they don't mean anything.
If they win this year, UVA I tell
Tech, 43-29. Monday morning. Let the gloating and rejoicing begin on whoever's side. That'll be at 6:15. Make an appointment to be here to either just carry Monica on your shoulders like she's Rudy or throw her in the mud like she's Seabiscuit. I don't know.
Man.
High school football predictions plus a bonus here
both
on
teams
the
play
thing.
Hard.
I love your cheers of go play, do stuff.
Do stuff. Run.
Come on, things and stuff. We'll do stuff. You know what? We'll do the top moments of the week next. Let's count them down. Then backwards game after that. It's your Black Friday thing. The week that was here on the K92 morning thing. So this is one of those short weeks, but busy weeks.
Yes.
And it's short, but then it's long because there's stuff stuffed in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. There's actual stuffing stuffed in the middle of it.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Top moments of the week. We count them down. Things that happened here on the K92 morning thing. Moments that just stuck out. Things that make you go, what is going on inside Monica's head sometimes?
I wonder that every day.
Yeah, and we definitely wondered that when she discussed. I mean, it just seems like a completely rational fear to her. That has never crossed my mind, what you just said.
I said I have a fear because, you know, before the gym, you might eat a little something. But I was like, I want a protein shake. But I was like, my fear is that if I have a protein shake and lift weights, I'll throw up milk. It's disgusting. Sorry. I know you're eating.
Has that ever happened?
It has not, but I don't want it to.
Do you know of it happening with somebody else?
No.
So where did this originate from?
Crazy.
It's just in my head. We all have those like random thoughts.
No, we don't. No. You just have them.
Yeah, we do not. I've never had
thinking about
thought.
That. I'm like, man.
Well, stop.
I'm not going to do that.
Well, stop thinking.
Yeah, think about something else.
Yeah.
All right. I think y'all are messing with me. Y'all have those thoughts.
No.
No. You are on an island of one person.
Why would I have a fear of something? I have no idea. It's never happened to me, nor do I really even know what it feels like. It's like saying, Antoine, I'm terrified of rhinoceroses.
Wow.
Have you ever seen one? No.
I hate.
Y'all stop it.
I hate pterodactyls.
Yeah.
Like, there's going to swoop down and pick me up.
Uh-huh. You know, like
anything is possible.
Like I'm afraid that I'm gonna fall asleep and then I'm gonna wake up and I'm gonna be on the moon and I'm gonna have no way to get back home because my spaceship's out of gas.
I'm terrified that if I don't get the mail out of my mailbox fast enough, the mailbox is gonna come to life, come in my house and beat me up.
So wrong.
Yeah. I mean, what, Monica? You said don't you have
really
those same fears?
Don't you think those things too?
We all do.
We all do.
She's right.
We all do. Top moment number two. We'll get back to you because you're top moment number one. But me, all right, look, it was a low moment for me. I was desperate and I expect you people to support me because I was in a situation. I was in an emergency because my family abandoned me. And as best I could tell, they took all the toilet paper in the house. And there I was already mid-business. And what do you do? What happens? Because there wasn't any in the bathroom. There wasn't any extra under the sink. There wasn't any extra in the linen closet either. So now what? The only saving grace here is my children are such wasters of paper towels or toilet paper. Uh-huh. Is someone had taken a gigantic piece of toilet paper and thrown it in the trash, and it looked like it hadn't been used at all.
Oh my goodness!
It was to blow their nose.
I didn't care. It was this one. What am I gonna do?
That was an emergency.
Monica, which one's worse?
Oh gosh!
All right, remember there was one time that Zach used your fork out of
trash
can to eat his lunch, or use
toilet paper for sure.
That has to be worse.
That's worse.
Yes,
has to be.
You don't know what it was used for.
It was used for something.
I thought I had already hit rock bottom in my life, and now you're telling me I've gone low.
Oh, no, you are way below rock bottom.
I still don't know how you justify that you would use your own socks, and that's not worse.
Zach has a poopy butt.
Yep.
That's all I got. Zach has poopy butt.
All right, you know what? Enough about me. Back to Monica. Top moments of the week. This one stuck out more than any because it was very hurtful, especially to one person's grandma. I mean, you gotta cut grandma down.
Y'all were all in. Y'all felt the same way.
But we did not act
about
the
grandma.
Same way.
I'm sorry. I'm trapped in the bathroom. I don't know what you're talking about. I am all here by myself. Monica Brooks just trashing grandma's coleslaw mercilessly. Top moment of the week.
No,
mac and cheese
the person
has to
that
be
came
on there.
In after Josh with coleslaw. What are you doing?
Monica,
It's very awesomely hateful of everybody else's
I'm sorry,
items.
What are you doing?
Okay.
So no, they're coleslaw. I mean, so that's a no coleslaw then?
I always wondered that at KFC when someone orders a coleslaw. I think that, what, you didn't realize there were other options? Like, what happened
what are you
here?
Doing?
I like coleslaw, right. But not that much.
No.
Text 52353. You guys should taste my grandma's recipe for coleslaw. I mean, you're just going to spit on his grandma? Is that what this is?
No, I respect grandma.
Grandma need to make something else. What are you saying? You're rude. You're so rude.
Be like, man, you've been alive all these years and this is the best you've come up with?
Y'all are terrible.
That is so bad.
Yeah, I know. Terrible. I know, Monica. Shame on you.
Shame on you, Monica.
Mm-hmm. Y'all agreed.
What are you doing?
Monica, the person who said all of those things. That was all Monica.
It was Monica's
grandma,
voice.
Grandma, you cooking up all the coleslaw.
Even when it sounded like it was my voice.
It was Monica.
I was a ventriloquist dummy. She stuck her hand up my butt and made me say all those things about coleslaw. Yeah.
But will you have coleslaw for Thanksgiving dinner?
No comment.
If it's there, I will eat it. You don't eat it if it's there. I'm just not putting it on the Mount Rushmore.
If it's grandma's prize recipe, I can tell you what, I'm not throwing it in her face like I guess you are.
Yeah.
Like, here, enjoy your wet cabbage cereal or
See,
whatever it is.
You said that. Wet cabbage.
Shame on you, rude. Monica
y'all,
Brooks.
Y'all.
Yep. Poor grandma. She didn't
grandma,
do anything.
Grandma, cook it up. Cook it up.
Cook it up, and there'll be plenty of leftovers that Monica won't put in her to-go plate. The top moments of the week here on the K92 Morning Thang. Next, it's a special Friday edition, since, you know, we didn't work yesterday. Friday edition of the backwards game. Here we go. On your thang, that's next.
The backwards game on the K92 Morning Thang.
A special Friday edition of the backwards game.
Yes.
Normally we play on Thursday, but, you know, turkey and stuff and not wanting to come to work. So
yeah.
But we missed it yesterday.
Right. You know what it is? We played it in our hearts yesterday.
Yes. I like that.
We did. But y'all don't get to hear it when we play it in our hearts.
And I won. Just
oh,
for the
won?
Record. I won.
Oh, okay.
Monica, you sucked yesterday. It was terrible.
All right.
It was
your heart.
Rough.
See, all I remember was me looking really good while I did the game. Like, I was a really good host. I don't even remember who won, but I remember you guys being like, Zach Jackson, you're our favorite. So thank you. I do appreciate that. Now we're back to real life. Who's going to win now? The backwards game here on the K92 Morning Thang. Monica, I'm going to give you ladies' choice. Would you like to go first or second in the game today?
I will go first.
Okay. Monica Brooks will go first. That means she's going to hear the phrase. The first one today.
Food coma. Food coma. We're all trapped in one. So what happens is I reverse that phrase. Monica tries to talk backwards. And then we reverse you to see what you sound like. And I will choose the winner. Best of three here on the K92 Morning Thang. So again, food coma.
Mm-hmm.
What does it sound like backwards? It sounds like this.
Amor-roof.
She gets to hear it two times and then gives her version.
Hamok doof.
Hamok doof.
Okay. Sounding lovely over there. Antoine. Food coma.
Okay. I didn't
That's
hear
what
that
we're
part.
Looking for. Oh, yeah. Food. Here it is. I'll give you forward.
Food coma.
Okay.
Because maybe that helps because, you know, I like it to sound as close as possible. Here it is.
Hamok doof.
One more time.
Hamok doof.
Hamok doof.
Okay. I think both of you are sort of in the neighborhood on this one. So what we do is we go back and we take that file and we reverse that file and we see what we get here on the K92 Morning Thing. We are looking for food coma.
Mm-hmm.
Monica Brooks.
Food coma.
Ooh.
Okay.
And it's kind of swirly like you're in a coma, too. I kind of like that one. That one's good. Antoine, it's going to be tough to beat. We are looking for food coma. Antoine Terrell, this is what his sounded like.
Amog doof.
Now we reverse it on the amog doof. Here it is.
Food coma.
Let's see. One more time on Monica.
Food coma.
Food coma. One more time on Antoine.
Food coma.
I'm going to have to go ahead and award that point to Monica Brooks.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah, it's just barely.
Yeah.
Not bad.
She had a long O. Your O was better.
You did pretty good. Also, hers was coma.
Yeah,
yours was the MoMA. So there was that. All right. 1-0. Antoine. Round 2, you will go first
okay.
here in the game. The phrase forward is...
coleslaw. Ew. Oh,
man. I started laughing before I finished.
Forward is this.
Coleslaw. Ew.
Monica Brooks trashing coleslaw left and right this week on the show. She says it's ew. So here it is. Two times.
Oi. Coleslaw. One more time. Oi. Coleslaw.
Oi. Coleslaw.
That's an oi alsock right there. There it is. Monica, did you hear what it was forward?
No.
Okay, let me give it to you because it's about one of your favorite foods in the world, but there's a little exclamation point at the end of it too because it is.
Coleslaw. Ew.
You trash coleslaw. You don't like coleslaw. Ew. So it's coleslaw. Ew. Here it is backwards.
Oi. Coleslaw. Oi. Coleslaw.
Oi. Coleslaw?
Okay.
It sounded like coleslaw, actually.
It did kind of sound like coleslaw. Coleslaw is one of those ones where it just tastes so weird, you don't know if it's frontwards or backwards, so maybe that's what it all is. All right, this was Antoine's backwards.
Oi, coleslaw.
Okay, so we are looking for... yeah, there's a lot of suck in there. Coleslaw, we will now reverse it. We're looking for coleslaw. Ew!
Coleslaw, ew.
Not bad.
Pretty good.
You're a little matter of fact by it. Like, yeah. Coleslaw. Whatever it is.
Very straightforward.
Here's Monica's.
Oi. Coleslaw?
Okay. We're looking for coleslaw. Ew. We flip it around and we get.
Coleslaw. Ew.
Not bad, not bad. I'm going to have to give the point to Antoine.
I'll take the point on that one. Thank you so much. Point.
He does, mostly because I want to do the final word. So, and it was close enough.
No, I was better.
Hey, whatever you got to tell yourself in the in-your-heart version of the game, that is totally fine. Final round here of the backwards game. Monica Brooks, you will go first. It's Black Friday, so we have a lot of...
crazy shoppers.
Crazy shoppers.
Okay.
What does that sound like backwards?
Surpashizier.
One more time.
Surpashizier.
Surpashizier.
Okay. That is Monica's. Antoine. Crazy shoppers is what we're looking for. Okay. And when we flip it around backwards, we get...
Surpashizier.
One more time.
Surpashizier.
Surpashizier.
Okay. I feel like this is going to be close. I can't really tell who's good, who's bad in this one. Crazy shoppers is what we're looking for here in the backwards game. Monica Brooks brought us...
Surpashizier.
We're looking for crazy shoppers. When we reverse it around, what do we hear? We hear this.
Crazy shoppers.
Crazy shoppers.
That wasn't bad.
Not bad, not
bad. That was not bad.
Antoine has this.
Surpashizier.
What will that be when we flip it around and reverse it? It all comes down to this. We're listening for crazy shoppers here on the K92 Morning Thing.
Crazy shoppers.
Let's see.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wait, listen. One
more
time.
You are not a judge.
Hold on. Here's Monica's. Let me listen one more time.
Crazy shoppers.
Crazy shoppers.
Your crazy was better than mine. I give you that.
Crazy shoppers.
I am here to declare as the winner. I mean, since he said he won yesterday, Monica. Oh!
Game.
Yep, you want it to be fair. That's what it is.
It wasn't fair. I should have won.
Well, since
you
Antoine
won, in your
won
heart.
He won so awesomely yesterday in his heart, I felt like it was important.
Right.
Monica needed this victory. So when push comes to shove, no matter who was better in that one, Monica Brooks is your winner.
Whatever.
She's the winner.
Too. I clap for you.
I'm
won
not
as well.
For
you're a
you.
Winner.
And congratulations, Antoine, on your imaginary victory yesterday,
crazy
too.
Shoppers.
Very proud of you here in the backwards game. We want to shout out your small businesses. It's Black Friday, but tomorrow is Small Business Saturday, and we appreciate everything you guys do. So you can text that into 52353. Small business shout outs next on your thing. Let's do some small business shout outs, shall we?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, everybody's losing their minds on Black Friday. Mm-hmm. And you know what happens on Black Friday? It's a lot of big box stuff. You know what they call things? The big box.
And there's nothing wrong with a little big box shopping.
No, online shopping.
But, you know, we do think it's important to support business owners in the community, and a lot of them are part of the K92 team, like Uptown Cheapskate when they do the pop quiz and everything.
Yeah, Uptown, if you haven't checked them out, you really do need to follow them on Facebook and Instagram. They have incredible clothes, and these are gently used fashion, like name brand clothing
good
and accessories.
Stuff.
Great stuff.
Sometimes 70% off the big box prices.
I know. Yeah, and they have great deals going on today. The first 25 customers get 40% off the store price. 10 to 11, 30% off. 11 to 12, 20% off. 15% off the rest of the weekend.
Yeah, so, and it's just what we do because tomorrow's Small Business Saturday, and you know, we love being a part of it. Check everything out all weekend. It's great for Christmas shopping, too, because you get unique items that you don't even know if you're looking for them until you go into places like that. I do a lot of chocolate paper, which is a store in Roanoke.
Yes, I enjoy chocolate paper.
Yeah, because you go in and you think, oh, my God, this is perfect for a stocking, and I would never think of
something like this. Advent calendar.
You don't even know what you need until you're like, what is this? I'm getting two. One for me, one for the stocking. Like, they are amazing things in there.
Yeah, so we've had people shouting out at 52353. Also, just if you're in the Roanoke area, downtown Roanoke is celebrating Small Business Saturday tomorrow. So you can go into Market Square from 9 to 11, get your shopping started with free coffee and donuts, your chance to win a $250 downtown Roanoke gift card. So that's 9 to 11 in Market Square. And then there's all sorts of deals going on at all the different places downtown as they celebrate Small Business Saturday. We have people texting into 52353. Diamond Shine Cleaning Services. They're doing $25 off the initial deep clean.
Ooh. Oh.
I could get that for my 7-year-old, I think. I think he needs a good deep clean. Yeah. Oh, my God. You know how it is sometimes with kids, Monica.
Yes.
You wash their hair and you think, oh, God, what's going on with all of this? Small business shout outs, competition cars and classics in Salem, family owned, have texted into 52353. They're doing Small Business Saturday. They're closed on Black Friday, but then tomorrow they'll have all sorts of deals. Painted Strands Hair Studio, Smith Mountain Lake, and Hardy. Shout out to you. What about Eddie with Mr. Steam Carpet Cleaning? You know, we should have a steam off. That's what we'll do. The diamond shine, and then Eddie from Mr. Steam, and they'll just deep clean Antoine, and we'll see
and how sparkly I can be.
Yeah, one does the front, one does the back.
Oh, okay.
And, all right, bring the buffer machine.
Fly Fit Studio in Daleville, also.
Yes, I love Fly Fit.
You've done Fly Fit.
Yeah, we had a Fit Chicks night. Fit Chicks is fitness group for women only on Facebook. Well, we had a night there at Fly Fit, and it's so unique. It's a workout for sure, but they have like the bungee cord.
Oh, so I figured it was you had to run a mile while fly fishing. That's not what it is.
Fly
it's not
fit.
Yeah, Fly Fit Studio. Sometimes I feel like I'm in good shape while I'm chasing all the big fat doo-doo flies around in my house, you know, as I'm waving it around. They do, what is it, bungee cords and stuff?
Yeah, it's really cool. Be sure to follow them on Facebook too. You can see exactly what's going on, but Yeah, it's a workout.
Yeah, and again,
fun workout.
If you want to throw some more in there at 52353, we're just very grateful to be a part of this community. We're local, so we want everybody to do good. So shout out to you. I just got a text. I'm staring at them out the window. Barrel Chest Wine and Beer.
Yes.
Quit making me thirsty. Cover up your sign,
they're
man.
They're right there.
Exactly. Yeah. So thank you guys. We do appreciate all the hardworking business owners out here, and you guys keep doing what you do and go support them. Next, this is jogging memory a little bit because she got a steamy unintended message from her boyfriend's dad.
Mm-hmm.
And allegedly there's an update. So it's all coming to a head. What's going on? We will get into that next here on your Black Friday thing. Okay, so we're going to jog your memory a little bit because this happened a couple weeks ago, but we're going to have an update Monday morning. She received a very unfortunate text from her boyfriend's dad. This was Dirty Little Secrets.
Have you ever had a secret you couldn't tell anyone?
Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
We all have secrets.
And here's where we clear them all out.
Mm-hmm.
You can confess all your things. And what's fun is you can text in anonymously to 52353. So you get to hear your secret.
You're like, oh, they said it.
Yeah, it's fun.
They don't know who I really am.
Mm-hmm. They don't know deep down the real you. And also, we talked to some people. Not Devin's got a secret that might upset her boyfriend, so we'll figure it out. Text 52353, because sometimes the secrets are embarrassing. I eat snacks in bed, and it drives my husband crazy, so I blame the crumbs on the kids. They lost an hour of iPad time last week, and I didn't say anything.
We didn't do it.
Yep. Just she did. Suck.
Liars and lying kids. This person, they need our support, and they need our help because they say, quote, 52353, that's the text. I listened to Nickelback when I was younger, and I will still sing along if they come on the radio.
Good thing they don't.
I think we all probably would sing along a little bit, wouldn't
see,
we?
I don't know a single Nickelback song.
I bet you if Zach starts singing a little bit, you'll
recognize
it.
We would never associate ourselves with Nickelback on any level.
Hey, this is Chad.
And I'm Mike, and we're from Nickelback, and you're listening to the K92 Morning Thing.
What?
On K92.
Who put that in there?
Virginia's number one hit music station.
Of course, it's Chad, the lead singer
Chad.
Of Nickelback. You heard this song, right?
Yeah.
Far Away.
Antoine knows.
I promise I don't.
The firefighter video. That one. Come on, Antoine. You don't know that one.
I don't know if you're making fun of it or singing it as it
both.
Sounds.
You're
standing in line with the sun in my
hand. You don't like lines.
I like Monica singing it.
And I'll do the other part. Yeah, it was, it was.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying I don't know it.
You're just saying it's bad. And I don't like it one bit. Not Devin has been patiently waiting.
You agree?
No, that's not her. Not Devin has been patiently waiting. So let's say good morning to her now. Hello, Not Devin, not her real name. Hi.
Hi.
So you have a secret, and it was that you were a Nickelback groupie back in the day.
Absolutely not.
They were so popular. And then so annoying and so fitting that the lead singer's name is Chad. So it's just, it all works out. Okay, so Devin, what is your confession? What would you like to share with us today?
First, a little bit of context. I always tease my boyfriend about his super sexy hot dad.
Okay.
It's a bit, you know what I mean? It really like makes his skin crawl.
So you
it's
mess with really him and you fun. Say, ooh, your dad's hot. I think your dad's
sexy,
so cute.
Sexy dad.
Okay.
Such a stud. Blah, blah, blah.
I mean, I would take that as a compliment because I'm going to end up looking like that eventually.
Listen, my boyfriend has got it going on. Like, there is nothing wrong with him having a hot body.
Yeah. So
he just, gets really like, he's like, stop it. You know what I mean?
Okay. So you do just to mess with him, which is good.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it's a bit, but... So it's going to be really awkward when I have to let him know that his dad accidentally sent me a sext.
What?
That's hilarious.
But accidentally.
That's hilarious.
It was like he sent me an apology and he was like trying to explain and like it was mortifying. It was horrible.
Like,
his girlfriend and I both have babies that start with L. So, like, it was just, like, I'm next to her in his phone. So, anyway, it was a total accident. Like, I really don't, but, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Awkward.
Was it an accident?
Oh, that's funny.
Do you have this ongoing joke with the dad? Oh, I think you're so cute.
No,
do you say? Okay.
No. Right. It's just my boyfriend. Okay. And, like, I don't mean it. Like, his dad and I have a, like, fine, friendly relationship. There's not anything weird at all.
Right.
But it's just, like, you guys... No.
Thanksgiving dinner's gonna be something else.
It's the thing. I can't look him in the eyes. The picture showed everything. It was everything.
You can't look him in the eyes because you're looking somewhere else. That's what's...
Yeah, you know what? I suggest looking him in the eyes. That would be a better idea.
Focus.
Bless your heart.
She got a bless your heart.
Yeah, she got
a
bless
what
your heart.
What about bless his heart?
Well, was it a good picture, I guess?
Wait a minute.
I plead the fifth.
Which means it wasn't awful.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she does it. He does have it going on.
He has it going on.
Girlfriend.
Now she knows. Wow.
Please pass the mashed potatoes. This is hard to say. I don't know why. Oh, my God. I love it, and I have a headache all at the same time.
That's funny.
Stupid phones.
Yeah. They'll get you.
Man, I think it's Facebook. Woo. I blame the Facebook guy.
Even for the text?
Yes, all of it.
Like, Mark Zuckerberg for
yes,
the text message?
He has figured out a way to invade your privacy and screw you over in every single
He's
way.
He's really taken over then.
Uh-huh.
Good that's, gosh. Yep,
that's exactly what it is. Man. When did this happen?
Last week.
Okay. The wound is... Even the word wound sounds wrong here. Yeah.
Is the text still in your phone?
Yes. I looked at it for a second and then was like, and then just didn't touch it.
But you did delete.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's a delete button.
Do you want to show...
No, I know.
Does she need to show her... Show her boyfriend to prove that it happened?
What? I don't know, but then
if
it comes up, she might need to prove the context.
And then show the chain after she needs.
So I think you need to keep it and show your boyfriend.
Save the evidence and show him.
Yeah, he needs to see what happened.
Hey, you know, hey Monica, I have a great idea. Why don't you show him on Christmas Eve? Let's go ahead and do that. Hey, want to see what's in your dad's stocking? Enjoy.
Oh my God.
Okay.
What happened next? There is an update. She'll be back on with us Monday morning, 7:25, right here on the thing.
Well, it seems only fitting that we've been binge eating and binge drinking.
We have.
Right. So now it's time to do some binge watching.
Let's just keep binging all the way around.
I'll tell you, though, this is one of the perfect weekends to kind of binge watch.
Yes.
You had the food and maybe you had to put up with the family and now you just kind of want to chill and you want to watch some
stuff. Enjoy leftovers.
Yes.
Enjoy leftovers and get lost in something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just get distracted.
I was going to get lost in leftovers.
Lost in gravy.
Yeah, I'm going to lay in gravy. So pull yourself up a glass of gravy and get ready for Antoine's binge watch weekend. So he's going to lay it down. It's stuff going on. TV, movies, streaming services, whatever it is. Could be brand new. Could be something that is critically acclaimed, as they say, and you may have missed it. So it's a good little cheat sheet of what you can watch that's out there.
And we are actually going to start with something critically acclaimed.
Okay.
From critically acclaimed director Martin Scorsese.
Oh.
The Irishman, which is on Netflix. It has an all-star cast of Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Anna Paquin, Sookie from...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, see, I knew I'd say the name.
You got to speak Monica. You know exactly what she's
saying. It's like, I got you.
She's probably
in
10 other things. True Blood.
Uh-huh.
And Joe Pesci.
Pesci.
Joe Pesci.
Pinky ring guy.
Yes, and they follow the life of an employee of Jimmy Hoffa.
Okay.
And so it's just all like the behind the scenes of what this person had to do for Jimmy Hoffa. Uh-huh. And it's all integrated within the cast. And it's just absolutely amazing.
So is it based on a true story or is this one that's like inspired by a true story that's not necessarily true?
It says based on a true story.
Okay. Huh. This is one. I mean, this movie has been hyped for, I would say, a solid year, maybe two. Netflix has spent $1 billion on this thing. This is their attempt to try to win an Oscar nomination. Mm. I mean, that's what they want with this. And this is a movie that Scorsese was supposed to make, 20 years ago or something?
And they even released this movie in the movie theater two weeks before today when it's now on Netflix.
Well, good.
Right. I think they have to do that to get the Oscar nom?
That is correct. So they have to release it in some theaters. That's why they're trying to do it. And you know, that whole thing, I don't think it's going to get nominated no matter how good it is because I think the Academy, you know, they have their pinkies up in the air. I think they're going to be very snooty about it. And
Oh, see, I think it will.
I hope it does.
I think it'll change the game.
Just a heads up, this may change Monica's opinion of it. The movie's 3 hours and 30 minutes long.
Good gracious.
Which is, Monica, think of it like it's its movie and its sequel all at the same time.
Everything
you know what's funny? Like we will like binge watch a season. And then I'll be like, oh my, you know, we just spent 5 hours watching TV. But then with a movie that's 3 hours,
you won't watch it.
Oh
I know.
My gosh.
Monica's sitting here and say, I don't have time to watch a 3.5 hour movie.
It's
and then
too long.
She'll watch 5 episodes of I Love New York. and you don't even think anything
of it. Nothing of it. Yeah. But 3.5 hours. So just to give you a heads up. So you may want to break it up.
Uh-huh.
You may want to get a bunch of leftovers and a bunch of drinks. Just make sure you're comfortable.
You may want to get a catheter or a bucket or something so you don't have to get up.
Okay.
But they've been talking about this forever. And I know the one thing you can look out for, and this is the stuff that makes me nervous, is they're digitally aging characters in the movie.
They're aging throughout the movie.
Right, they want De Niro
like
and them to be younger to start and then be the age that they are now. So
like
will that look good?
I don't know.
Is it going to look Benjamin Button-y?
I'm nervous.
Yeah, those are the questions.
Especially on the heels of seeing Gemini Man. But anyway.
That was just terrible. Yeah. You know, that was different.
He knows remind him.
I'm going to end with something for you, Monica. So before that, we're going to go to the movie theater. So if you do leave, if you have enough energy to leave, Chris Evans has this new movie, and Daniel Craig, this new movie called Knives Out.
Oh, you know, I've seen some of the previews for that, and it looks bizarre.
It looks very interesting. It looks quirky. It's like a whodunit.
Uh-huh.
So the patriarch of a family, this old man, allegedly commits suicide. But allegedly. The detective, but Daniel Craig, does not believe that.
Okay.
And so he's trying to figure out of all the quirky relatives, who actually killed the patriarch of the family.
Okay. Ooh. Yeah, and it's a cool, it looks cool in the previews because it's roles that you're not used to, like Daniel Craig, Chris Evans playing.
And Chris Evans, does he have a mustache, like a thick mustache in this?
No.
Oh, okay.
Do you want him to have a thick mustache in this?
No, that was a movie, because he was in something else, I guess.
Get over here and woozy me, Mr. Evans.
I think you're thinking of Henry Cavill when he was in, like, Mission Impossible and he had a mustache.
Maybe.
But this movie also, based on the critics, has 96% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I mean, that's real good.
How long
now.
Is it?
I didn't get the runtime
like
for this one. It's shorter than Irishman.
Shorter. All right.
All right. Last but not least, Apple Plus TV.
Oh, yes.
This is for you, Maga. This show is for you. Okay. I saw the trailer, and I'm like, I can't wait to watch this. I can't wait to share it with Monica. Hmm. It's by director M. Night Shyamalan.
Shyamalan. I like him.
Mm-hmm. In the preview, I'm only going to tell you about the preview, but it's called Servant. This couple hires a nanny for their child.
Okay, makes sense.
And you see, like, the nanny taking the baby on walks, like, cuddling and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
You see the father walk to the baby pen and pick the baby up by its foot. The baby's a doll. It's a doll. It's not a real baby. Something traumatic happened to where they had to get this doll to pretend to be the baby for the wife's sake to keep her sane.
Okay.
But on a layer on top of that, the nanny, there's something weird about the nanny. And they're like, do you know who you just let into your house?
Okay. But does she know it's a doll?
Yes. She knows that she's taking care of a doll.
Everybody knows it's a doll
but the
except
mother
for the
acts,
wife.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The wife,
that's
the mother,
so
she acts
weird.
Like the baby's real.
Okay.
Are you sure this is not a Chucky origin story?
No, this is not.
Okay.
But just watch the trailer. I'm telling you, if you watch the trailer, I guarantee you'll at least watch one episode of this show.
Okay.
It's that creepy. And it's that
all
well
right,
done.
I'll
like,
watch it.
It gives you questions like, wait, what happened to the baby? Why is the mother? Or what's weird with the nanny? Like, there's so many questions
right.
that you're going to want to answer.
So this is kind of, it's good because you have a little bit of everything here. You have sort of that long cinematic thing going on, mafia stuff with the Irishman. Then you have Goofy, and then you have Freaky Deaky here by
I like that.
Shyamalan the Ding Dong. Which, you know, let's not rule out that all of a sudden that doll baby goes, meow!
Yeah, and the baby's real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But no, I'm excited to watch that one. Actually, more so than the other two.
Okay, so run them down again, and they're on K92MorningThang.com, too, if you want to use it as a resource.
If you go out to the movie theaters, you'll see Knives Out featuring Chris Evans. If you stay in on Netflix, The Irishman, directed by Martin Scorsese, featuring Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, etc., or Apple Plus TV, woo-hoo. Servant, directed by M. Night Shyamalan.
Ma-ding dong. Tell you what, I can make you spell M. Night Shyamalan in the hip-hop spelling bee. He needs to put out a rap album, and then we can do it. Who will be in there? Antoine versus Monica, hip-hop spelling bee, is next.
It's like homework on a Friday, because you got to get your spelling test in and free it up for the weekend as we get ready to play right now. It's a hip. Hop, spelling bee, the hip-hop spelling bee.
Say what?
I said the hip-hop spelling bee, the hip-hop spelling bee.
Jonah.
What's up, everybody? It's Black Friday. Crazy people all shopping all gosh darn day. That's all for you. That ain't for me. I'm good with the hip-hop spelling bee.
Woo!
What's up? I ain't going out there, man. Forget it.
No.
I don't like the people driving around. They make me nervous.
I'll wait till Cyber Monday.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'll wait till, was it Return Thursday?
Yes.
We'll go to that one. We'll do it all
oh,
up.
Yeah. That's gonna be a busy
do
day.
A little small business Saturday. Mm-hmm. You want to do that one? But I do know that we will play the Hip Hop Spelling Bee right now. The game that is simple in its rules, difficult in its execution. Antoine versus Monica, and they just try to spell rapper names. You got rappers, you got entourages, whatever it is. And Monica, since you took Antoine down in the backwards game, it is your choice. Would you like to go first or second here in the hip-hop spelling bee?
I will go first.
Okay, she'll go first this time.
I'm going to switch it up and go first this time.
She is. So this game, I'll give you the rapper. You give it to me in spelling bee style.
I think Antoine has still heard about the high school football predictions and the whole UVA.
I told you, they don't mean anything.
Oh, I'm angry. You tell my blood pressure.
Yeah. I believe that one meant everything. You can say it meant nothing all you want.
You said it's been since 2004, so no worries.
It doesn't matter, because happens this year, it's your fault, and we're going to have a conversation.
Yeah. You know what he's saying?
If something like that happens, everyone would be upset.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words hang with me forever, and I will never let you live them down. Ever, ever, ever.
On a t-shirt.
On a t-shirt. Exactly.
Oh, man.
Hip-hop spelling bee. So, Monica, I'll give you yours, and if you get it right, you get a point. If not, Antoine, you'll get a chance to steal. And at any point, y'all can request a three-point shot, which is a very hard one here in the game. Monica Brooks, are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. Please spell Nicole Buss.
Nicole Buss.
Nicole Buss.
Nicole Buss, N-I-C-O-L-E-B-U-S. Nicole Buss.
Ooh, just
correct. Like Nicole Buss.
Oh, you know who it is.
Oh, you know Nicole Buss. Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, that was quick.
It was. She rattled that right off.
I've never heard of Miss Buss before.
No, to me it sounded like, you know, a shuttle. Yeah. The shuttle you need to take to get to the Berglund Center parking. You have to take the Nicole Buss.
Oh,
yes.
The Nicole Buss. Yeah.
That is 1 point for Monica in round one. Okay. Antoine, pressure's on now. Please spell grandma. Grandma.
I feel like I'm being set up here. Grandma. G-R-A-N-D-M-A. Grandma.
Correct. Okay. There it is.
I got nervous.
I know.
Grandma is a guy, by the way, in case you're wondering. Grandma the rapper, who is very hard to find on Google, because when you Google grandma...
Old women come up.
And when you Google grandma rapper, you get the rapping grandma from The Wedding Singer. He did not choose his name well. The success is not set up for him. All right, we are all tied up as we move into round two of the Hip Hop Spelling Bee. Monica Brooks, please spell... Cash doll.
Cash doll. K-A-S-H-D-O-L-L. Cash doll. Listened to her last night.
Wow.
Correct.
Ice me out.
Are you getting all these from her Spotify?
Ice me out.
Ice me out. Usually she does not listen to the hip-hop music, Antoine. I wouldn't know. I go to her Spotify, there'd be all death metal on there
and
or something.
And now she's two for two.
Wow. The pressure's on. So, Antoine, you have to get this one right or the game is over.
Did you go to my Spotify?
No, I didn't go to your Spotify.
Spotify right now.
Now, I went to Spotify in order to find some songs and some rappers, but no, I did not. Okay. Antoine, can you spell Polo G? Polo G.
It makes me think of, Ali G? Like some Comedy Central comedian or something.
Oh, that guy. Uh-huh. Isn't that he was on HBO.
Yeah,
Ali
maybe
G.
They do, yeah.
That's Borat.
Oh, yeah.
That's the same guy.
All right. Polo G.
Polo G. Can he force the tiebreaker?
Polo G. P-O-L-O-G. Polo G.
Okay.
Correct.
That is correct.
All right, here we go. That means...
Was like, go, go, go.
I almost threw two E's at the end. I wasn't sure.
G. Polo G.
G. Golly.
All right. It all comes down to this final one. Buzz in with your name if you think you know it. Get it right, you win.
Oh, God.
Get it wrong, you lose. Playboi Carti.
Antoine! Playboi Carti. I'm not completely sure. I just got excited that I went first. All right, Playboi Carti. P-L-A-Y. B-O. I.
Okay.
C. A-R-T-I, Playboi Carti.
Is?
Yes!
Correct!
Yes! Uh-huh.
Pulls it out!
I had that one.
Oh, you did?
I did. It's on my Spotify.
Shout out to the Virginia Tech Hokies.
And they stay there!
We'll see. You wait till tomorrow. I don't know if you want to do that or not.
Well, actually, they play today. They play today at noon.
Yes, I'm aware of that, but I'm saying tomorrow is when you maybe want to shout them out or not based on what happens today.
Oh, that's true, too.
Yes, exactly. Like, maybe I don't want to shout them out at all. Antoine, big winner. Playboi Carti. And by the way, props to both of you for the best scoring performance in the history of the hip-hop spelling bee.
Yeah, nobody missed one.
I know. Y'all had heard of rappers.
I know it.
Look at you guys doing your homework. Very impressive.
I was listening to some hardcore
you were
rap
getting ready.
Yesterday.
It was. She was getting all fired up.
Hip Hop Spelling Bee, Black Friday Thang in the house.
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.